put together that type of all-around game for you, what does that mean for your confidence going forward?
I mean, it's big, you know. At the same time, you can't get too high. You know, I just got to come out and do all I can to keep improving and just try to get better from here on out.
Was that the type of game I heard you mention yesterday, it brought you a little bit back to your college days because you were used that hybrid kind of way? As a
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, I mean. But, I mean, it's fortunate, you know, that I was able. You know, the coaches put me in good situations, and everybody did a great job contributing yesterday.
Coach Campbell got a lot of credit for preparing you from the tight end perspective. You're also working with Coach Saxon and Coach Sherman. Are they all kind of getting in your ear at the same time?
Yeah, it's been a complete group effort. You know, I've worked with Dan for a long time, and Dan's been doing a good job of working with me.
Charles, right here.
Sorry.
Okay. I'm not a camera. So, anyway, each of the last two seasons, you only won two road games in the season combined. You've already got two. I mean, what's the difference?
I mean, it's just the team coming out and playing real well together. Obviously, we complement each other real well. Defense played real good yesterday, and special team, all three groups contributed yesterday.
Do you think the time is ripe for fans to really start getting behind this team? I mean, there was a lot of hype during the offseason. You've won 2-0 on the road, and now you're playing home opener.
I mean, it's still early. I mean, it's just the second game in a long season. Like I said, we just got to keep improving. And, you know, we're excited to come back home and play Atlanta this weekend.
Coach, Charles, how great does it feel to contribute, obviously? I'm sure you might answer that already, but just to contribute to the team.
It's always big. You know, I'm always just – I'm just a guy. You know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, whether that's catching the ball, if they need me blocking. You know, I'm just trying to help the team out.
I know the goal is to get chunk yardage. When you think that your reception was longer than all but one pass last year.
I mean, it's crazy. You know, at the same time, it was a good play. Ryan Tannehill placed that ball, you know, through a real tight window. I just had to score next time. That's all.
Are you meshing with Ryan differently? Is it a different relationship this year, would you say, Charles?
We've been working a lot together. You can tell he's a lot more poised in the pocket. He's taking on a leadership role. He's a lot more comfortable back there, and you can tell.
And he's obviously looking for you, and it's got to make you feel good.
I mean, it's how the ball rolled that time. You know, they gave us a certain coverage. You know, they tried to double team, you know, a guy like Mike Wallace on the outside, and it gives us good matchups.
Coach mentioned as well as you're doing, you know, and the hybrid you are, you might not be just Jim Brown as of yet.
Not even close, man. Like I said, it's two games. You know, I can't get too high. I just got to keep improving and going from there.
What running back would you compare yourself to, if not Jim Brown?
I wouldn't say. I don't know. I can't think of any running back I can compare myself
to. When's the last time you carried the ball?
I want to say in a game, probably Hawaii when I was in college in a bowl game. That was the last time. So it's been a while.
So what do you think when that play was sent in?
Oh, just hold on to the ball. That's all. That's pretty much.
Right. Well, have you got some moves, or is it just a matter of kind of putting your head down and going until they stop you? Describe your running style.
In that situation is a goal line. So, I mean, you have to just put your head down and get it in. You know, it's not too many moves to be made at that point. So.
Yeah.